Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. It's fall over here. Fall fell last Friday, literally. Boom.
Oh,
it was cool.
Oh, well, I'm waiting for fall. Trust me. All right. Tonight's show, I want to say this for any of you that want to send questions, please send them to Veronica at, I'll let you do the last part, Veronica, sorry.
VeronicaEntwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, so it's E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E.
There you go.
Got my computer all ready. I can hardly wait for your questions.
Okay. Tonight's show, Dream Big and Then Dream Bigger. And, you know, this is a subject very close to my heart, so I'm actually excited to do this show. It's time to dream a new world for ourselves and for Earth. We can do it. Even baby steps. We can use our magic and access to miracles to create something beyond imagination. The universe is waiting for you to dream a new dream. There are those on the other side of the veil, our unseen friends, and so many beings on so many levels that have sent out a clarion call. You are the dreamers, the co-creators of the new world. What are you waiting for? I'm serious about this.
Hurry up.
Really, I've been getting this. Oh, man. And every time I whine, I this is the response. They will join you in your dreams. So dream big and then bigger. It's what we came here to do. Believe enough in yourself and your magic to step forward to dream a wonderful world and life. We are more powerful than we know. And, you know, they just keep saying that. And, of course, tonight the team is going to channel. God bless them. I will try not to take up too much time.
We're going to dream them in.
Yes. Well, basically, that's pretty much what we're doing. So, let's talk about how speeded up things are becoming and how fast opportunities for new dreams are showing up and not always in the packages that you would expect. Have you been encountering this one, Veronica?
Yes, yes.
Holy mackerel. I can just tell you, it's like, I think I can't tell you how much time I spend walking around going, Bar, are you freaking kidding me?
I had a thing the other day where I wanted to get the rugs washed, and I was looking people up, and these people knocked on the door, and she said, hi, my name is Crystal, would you like your rugs done? I'm like, what?
There you go. There you go.
My neighbor was horrified, but I let her right in because I thought it was just an answer from the team or God or whoever was listening, you know.
Perfect. Perfect. Those are the new dreams.
And, yeah, and she this turns is out how, to be an intuitive.
This is how quickly things are manifesting. And so we really, really, really have to be careful about what we're sending out there. Mm-hmm. It's so easy right now to go to a negative space if you're paying any attention at all to what's going on out in the world. Our job is to hold the new dream. And I'm telling you, there's a pile of 2x4s, okay, in the healing room that the team has, they've broken them over my head. Old dreams that were in the pipeline, your personal pipeline, can surface from the past ones that you may have thought were long gone or over. Again, this has been a recurring theme this week. And you know, for me, I'm like, are you kidding me? And even though they may have come loaded with obstacles, you know, not looking at all like I would have thought, which is what I mean by the packages that you would not expect, okay? But we have to remember, we fill up a pipeline and of dreams, both for our world and for ourselves, our personal lives. And that includes what you're doing for a living, you know, what you're experiencing in your personal relationships and your health. You know, and I just, I have to remember constantly. It's like this running list in my head anymore, okay, where anything pops in, I've got to filter. You know, anything that comes in that even remotely goes into the consensus, because it's so easy. We are so programmed to do that. Also, this is the opportunity now to really sit with yourself about why any dreams are resurfacing or what dreams you want to resurface. Not only ones you've had, but the ones you want to create. I mean, this is, you know, and I want to talk about old dreams because I've certainly had a bunch of them. What beliefs were you holding before that allowed the dream to fall away or disappear altogether? And, you know, this has been my homework this week in between everything else I do. And I know you relate to this one, Veronica, as we run around with our hair standing straight up on end. How did we block it or push it away? You know, what? And we have to look at what were the beliefs we were holding that kept it from manifesting. We tend to think, oh, God didn't want me to have that. Oh, bullshit. And I'm as guilty of this one as anyone. And I'm certainly glad I have the friends I have because they do an excellent job of calling baloney on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know, people don't think that there are those out there that do. They do. And these can be wonderful opportunities that our higher selves have sent back to us. So they've resurfaced in our lives. So we can take one more look. I've had two come in this week in ways that I would never have imagined. One, the other one was a dream I've had for quite a while, and I won't go into details because I'm still creating and I'm still putting magic on it. And it really is very important that I hold my resonance at a different level in order to create this outside of the consensus. I know that. And absolutely know that. And you can all do this. That's the reason I'm bringing it up, whether it's a new dream or an old dream. You can all do this. And if we don't start really standing up, not only in our own lives, but for the planet, you know, the clock is a ticking here. So I've had several dreams that came to me that in such circuitous ways, things that look like major challenges turned into opportunities to recreate old dreams, things that I had very much wanted in my life. And both instances, for me, it's about a second chance to create what I've really wanted all along. So I'm very grateful. But again, I had to go back to who stood in the way of me creating these dreams? Me. I mean, this is, you know, I cannot blame, I can't point a finger. Bottom line, me. Not anyone else. Because, okay, bottom line, we create our reality. No exceptions. Okay? In one instance, Bonnie, who's I talk about her website all the time, livealifeyoulove.com, a good friend of mine, and she called me on my stuff on one of these situations, and she said, this is the belief that you carry about this. And I was like, how the heck did you know that? And she was like, I knew. Okay? I knew. And her words were, go back and decide if this is what you really want. And if it is, then change the belief that stands in the way of having it. And, you know, it made me laugh so hard because there was no fanfare. There was no drama. It was plain and simple. There was no room for ifs, ands, buts. She got me, and she got me good. Okay. again, another scorp, and boy, you know, she takes no prisoners. So impeccable about her work, but boy, she nailed me. And but she also brought up a wonderful point, which is it what you really want? And that's something you need to be clear about. When you're creating for the earth, you want, it's, and it can be very tempting, okay? The negative ego is going to tell you, don't think too big, you can't create that. And I would say just the opposite. Think as big as you can, and then think bigger. Now, when you do that, creating wonderful outcomes for the planet, you know, if you're painting crystalline cities and this and that, and I will not say that some don't exist over parts of the planet, because they do, but we live in a universe of many worlds, many potential realities, many versions of us. If you're going to create things that you know, peace, health, beauty, jobs, security, all the wonderful things, okay, back to world peace, back to people uniting. I've heard so many different versions of this week from people. I had another situation occurred, and it's something I really want to do, but felt that I was blocked. And I find this very interesting because I bought into the consensus. I didn't see a way for me to change something. My friend Kathleen said to me, "You're magical. You're magical. Whatever you decide to do, it will fall into place." And you know, I thanked her so many times for this, because as a witness, and I hope you're doing it for each other, which is reminding people in your life that they are magical. They need to hear it. And if more people realized that they have the ability to be magical, they'd live up to that. You know, this is the old teacher thing. You'd understand this one, Veronica, you know, where you raise the bar, you know, and the child will move up to it. Well, basically, we're children. All we're doing is raising the bar to what we know they're capable of, okay?
No martyr allowed.
No. And every once in a while, I do get in that line.
We all do, yeah.
But being reminded was so wonderful. And also, this is why the team, and they were really clear with me about this. This is why they remind all of you all the time about how magical you are, whether they do it in private session or they do it, you know, on the air. It's something that, you know, again, the resistance, we've walked through this on the show about people being resistant to magic and what it's associated with. It is one of our great, great, great gifts. And again, buying into the fear of what you see out there, again, the whole Atlantis thing, you know, those that were strong enough to hold the vision, hold the resonance, if there were enough that would have done it, Atlantis wouldn't have gotten down. This is big. And it came back down to, because I believed I was stuck, that's the belief that kept me stuck. And I was like, oh my, how did I miss this one? And once I snapped out of it, and it's taken me a while to get there, once I snapped out of it, I kicked right into high gear. And the doors have swung wide open. I mean, I still have other beliefs to overcome in the process. And there's really no difference for our beautiful Earth. If we sit there and we say, yeah, well, you know, the economy and who's going to win for president and the taxes and the pollution in our oceans and the abuses and the shootings, you're never going to get there. You can't. Because the frequency of those things is so heavy, it doesn't match the creations that you can create with your beliefs in magic. I mean, you know, and it's very easy to accept that nothing can be done. That's easy. You know, that people are corrupt, politics is a mess. Veronica came online, we were talking with Seth from the station, our darling Seth, and it was interesting to me, Veronica, because he was talking about his little boy who was just born, we were sure, except he's five now, going into public, or going into school, and the first thing your comment was, well, it's such a breeding ground, and so on, and I'm thinking, oh, and he had such a positive attitude because of where he'd placed him. But again, it's so easy for us to get really stuck in our old beliefs and not recognize that we can align with a different version of reality. We're not stuck. We just pretend we are over and over and over again. And it's... And we lock ourselves and the world that we experience into this framework of belief constantly. Otherwise, how do we really believe that we can dream a new world and a new earth? And, you know, if we don't do it, who's going to? This is one of my son's favorite statements to me. Every time I ask him about doing something, he'll say, if you don't, who will? And I'm like, okay, I'm back to the drawing board. I want to talk about a client that I adore. And she has amazing experiences. I love this woman. Her name is Linda. Talked about her on the show before. After her last session, she went through a series. The team comes for about 3 days. She went through a series of unbelievable experiences that just went on and on and on, meditatively, visions, etc. And the culmination of all of this, she was shown why she was here and Christ even appeared and explained to her that she was taught in the ways of healing during that lifetime, and she would be using them in a whole different way. But there was this piece and this piece and this piece, and finally, the culminating piece was these concentric circles that came out of her heart chakra. Mm. And they joined all of the other humans' concentric circles coming out of their heart chakras. And all of this then coming in and activating the crystalline grid of the planet. All of this love. And I, again, the team during the session taking copious notes, so I knew because she got done and I had like 5 pages of notes. And, you know, they gave me a little tap to go back. We wrote everything out. So I read, very good notes, by the way. Read the notes, and I was like, how beautiful is that? And I'm not doing it full justice, but the idea is certainly one that you can all play with because it's so incredible. And joining together with others, whether you see them or not, but you'll see those concentric circles all coming together and activating the crystalline grid. There are many people right now all over the world that are working at these levels and really focusing on helping the earth. And she is so much in need of this, so much in need of this. I had another client who was talking about, and it may have been Linda, I'm not sure, another client talking about the stress that Earth is in and how much she needs this from us. And just like we're going through growing pains, so is she. We're going through stress, so is she. This is really big stuff, guys. And I know all of you, if you do meditations around this, are going to get beautiful visuals about what you can do because they're waiting to give them to you. I mean, they're not just knocking at the door, they're banging at my door, which is, get this message out to everybody. It's time. And that was the reason for the wording clarion call, because that's exactly what they called it, a clarion call. How far away are we from the, what is it, 12, 21? I'm never sure anymore.
Well, it's supposed to be 21, I think.
Okay.
So we're, what's it, this is October, November, December, 2 months.
Right.
2.5 months.
Right. And it doesn't mean that we won't need to continue to support her, but there's a big push going on right now. Again, I just so excited. I am in awe of everyone these days. I just look around and I think, I don't know if everyone realizes how amazing they are, how powerful they are, how magical they are. And I feel so honored to be able to witness this every day in sessions. It just boggles my mind. And to have watched people grow and shift and take on more of who they really are, it's just so beautiful. And I'm sure you feel the same way, Veronica.
I do. There's magic all over the place. It's really beautiful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And using it and applying it, certainly in your own lives, because it raises your resonance. We're here to consciously create our reality. So I'd love to hear your opinion quickly, and then I'll go into channel. I don't know if we have any questions tonight or not.
Doesn't seem that we have. You haven't sent me any, and nobody's just writing in. I don't know why.
Well, it may be. Sometimes when I'm talking, they do or they don't. And I want to say this to all of you as well. Some of you have gotten pretty beat up. And I really want to say, all right, I understand. And, you know, I have people with critical cancer who are so positive, so loving, so unbelievably courageous. Unbelievably courageous. And some of you have gotten beat up in life. And, you know, I keep looking at it and saying, I look at these people who have had different situations, and I say, you know, these are some of the most amazingly powerful people, whether it's been personal, financial, emotional, physical, and yet I know that things are going to turn incredibly for them. I can feel it in my heart and my soul. I absolutely can feel it. I will say that they really, you know, I know they're doing some screaming in private, and I understand. So I know the team will have some things that they want to say, and I'm going to go into channel. So if any of you want to send questions, please do so. And Veronica, you've always got great questions, and I know the team is whatever they're going to say. You know, I'm hiding the 2x4s before I go into channel. I don't need anymore.
That's always my prayer. Please, God, before I get the 2x4 over the head, let me catch on in a soft way.
I keep trying that. Right. Well, we're going to make a total liar out of her, right? we don't hit her with 2x4s. She just thinks that that's what it is. She's hitting herself. All right, everyone, welcome, and such a joy and a pleasure to be with all of you. Veronica, you as well, and Seth, we know he's back there, and Bob, he's there with you, Veronica.
We're glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you. Well, we are thrilled. We're also thrilled about the subject matter of tonight's show. We can't tell you everything about who you are. You would miss the excitement and the discovery, and that would make you sad. And we know there are those of you who were as children in classrooms, first ones with a hand up, wanting to know, and give me the, let me know. But it is now available to you in more ways than you know. And each one of you have your guides and friends, all right, your star friends, as well as your personal guides, your higher self, your soul, your spirit. Some of you work with the angelic realm, and the masters, the ancient ones. Oh, so many varieties of ways that you connect. Different star beings, wonderful star beings as well. We want you to know how much access you have. We think one of the limitations so many of you carry is you've been so frustrated about who am I, that we would just say to you, if that's your lead question, all right, we'd recommend that you change it just a little bit. How can I be of service? Where can I be of service? Visioning, the global financial situation, peace in the Middle East, a calm, brilliant planet where people recognize the connection between all things. Kindness to animals and honoring animals. Awareness is being made, and this is already happening, by the way, of the foods that you're consuming and what it's doing to your health. Where do you want to put your energy without making others wrong? The goal is to hold a new vision. You're not here to smack people around with a ruler or a 2x4, whichever, you know, same thing, they're both wood. However, your goal, your job, how can I be of service? How can I connect with others? Is there some special thing, some special way in which, and if you don't know, all right, sit in meditative state and allow the visions to come. Concentrate on things that you'd love to see for Earth, because when you pretend, people, the difference between pretending and meditating, all right, is just a couple of frequencies different. So for those of you that say, well, I can't meditate, damn it, so I'm not going to be of service. Oh, yes, you can. You can conjure. You can do. We know that word scares you. You can imagine. You all have an imagination, a big one or a small one. It doesn't matter. It can be something as small as no emissions coming out of vehicles. Something as big as free energy. All right? Visualizing yourself flying over the earth and there are no oil refineries.
Yay.
Soaking up the blood of Earth, because that's what it is. That's Earth's blood. If you want to get technical. And if people understood what it can do, all right, people are screaming about earthquakes. Well, dream your dream. For Earth, maybe you have a number of things. Where people are awakening all around you, kinder, more loving, helping each other. Perhaps. And you're seeing a lot of this already, where people are taking more responsibility for their animals. And soon, not that far in the distant future, there will be production of animal protein that is soulless, where the necessity for slaughter will end. Forcing your will on that of a being with a soul. We're not telling you this to feel guilty. We know there are those of you out there that need animal protein to survive. We recommend that you bless it when you eat it. Thank it for its contribution. Direct the energy into your body in the way that you need to process it. Lift the fear out of it. You can be active in this in so many ways. What is your dream? To see people employed and being productive? Oh, that's exciting. The end of war? Religions interacting with one another, finding their commonalities instead of their differences? Because religion has been at the core of the majority of your wars, beginning with religious differences or philosophical. But now you're seeing it more and more, how it's separating instead of bringing together. Your politics, the same thing. The parties coming together, finding more common ground. All right? Looking at ways to help the country. Solving the housing crisis. People having places to live. Being warm and comfortable at night. Medical attention, food on the table. You see, for very big things or very small things, it's all relative, people. For some of you, it may be opening up to the idea that Earth is part of a very big multiverse, populated by many beings. Many of whom have loved you, watched over you. Many of you who are responsible for your seeding. many who are responsible for your CD. That's pretty big. And it is coming. There are people very active right now. We work with one who's helping a major religion crossing over with those branches that broke away, broke off, are now saying, okay, now the priest can go over here to the Episcopal Church or to the Lutheran Church, and the Lutheran can come and teach in the Catholic Church. And who ever thought that would come about? A married Episcopal minister, priest, in a Catholic church, doing the Mass with their wife and children there. That's what's coming. Be proactive, all of you. And don't feel selfish about creating for your life. We talked with someone today, beautiful soul, and all she could think of is everything she could do for everyone else. For everyone else. Degree after degree after degree after degree, and wants to go feed the poor, help the poor, treat the poor. There are many like this now. There are more and more reaching out. But we encourage you also to be loving to you, because your resonance counts. And if you're unhappy, if you're miserable, you, all of you who came here to anchor the highest frequencies, because you're huge souls. And if you're miserable, how much light can come through you into Earth, through you, and beacon out to others? As much as you will allow, but your frequency has to match that flow. Match that flow. Then you become a vessel. We hear so many of you say, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do on the planet. What is my purpose? Oh, dear ones, if you knew how much work you were doing in the dream time, in and out of body during the day, some of you have a hard time remembering your day, let alone where you've been. We know many of you don't have a clue. Some of you do. Those that we hear, oh, I'm just so tired. Again, we encourage you to do the chakra activation technique, to be proactive with your chakras, and also fluff up your auric field. All right? Really fluff it up. Intend to expand it, blow it out. Yes, run your hands all around you, front, back, and under. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel. You can do this. Some of you will say to us, well, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't think I was a healer. Of course you are. You wouldn't be listening to this show if you weren't. You all have amazing abilities you haven't even yet tapped into. So you have to practice. Start somewhere and know that your agreement coming to Earth was to assist her, to assist humanity, and to dream a new world. And by doing that, you're going to align. You will align with the version of you, Earth, that you envision. The channel talked about filling up the pipeline. And that's what you're doing. You're filling up a different pipeline. And every time you go into meditation and every time you have these visions, sometimes you're not even in meditation. Periodically through the day, this once the visions, the imagination sets in and sets in. Again, filling up the pipeline, filling up the pipeline, your pipeline, which changes your resonance, which then connects you with that version of Earth. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you'll start to see signs. Now, if you're sitting in front of your television set glued to CNN, you're setting yourself up, all right, to feel defeated. Look at this stuff, all right? They're shooting people here and there. There's nothing. It's going to hell in a handbasket. That version of Earth is. And you'll know when it's time. You'll feel it. You'll start hearing positive things. Because that's what you're going to be attuned to. Because that's what you choose. We didn't say stick your head in the sand. What we did say is don't sit in front of CNN and wallow in it. You understand this one, Veronica, do you?
Oh, yes. Yes. I can't understand doing that anyway.
What?
I feel very, it's difficult for me to do that. I feel very uncomfortable.
Of course. It's a shock to your resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does as well is it impacts your auric field. Automatically, you start pulling in, because it feels terrible. Then you have to fluff it all up again. That's a normal reaction, to pull in response to all the negativity, unless you're spewing it, at which point we're always fascinated by this. If you're spewing the negativity, all right, the old misery loves company thing comes right to surface. Oh, look, they think I'm brilliant. Let me spew some more negativity. The channel was on the phone at 5 o'clock this morning with a good friend of hers, who immediately went into the debate and how, you know, this candidate versus that one. And so, and the channel just stopped her and said, look, we've been good friends for years. Let's not talk politics, all right? Philosophically, we come from different worlds, all right? And I honor where you come from. I ask you to honor me for where I come from. And let's just let that, we'll talk about men or something, fun or fashion, but let's not go there. Those are wonderful boundaries, you see. Took her long enough, but they are wonderful boundaries. Now, Veronica, you're wonderful in politics. You certainly have spent a lot of your life involved.
Yeah, it's been a while, though. I'm a lot more in the etheric than I used to be, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. But you're definitely acquainted. And in the 60s, certainly, that was the time to be out there really shaking people up.
Yeah,
and you did a hell
exciting.
Of a job.
Yeah, it was exciting.
But you created change. Mm-hmm. You had impact. Right now, your Earth needs a shot in the arm. It doesn't need political debate. Although there are those that do, and that's fine. We don't mean it that way. What we do mean, dear ones, is for you to be of the greatest service. It's for you to do as much as you can to hold the visions to make the commitments, to make a shift on the planet, and believe that you're capable of doing it. As you did in rallies and things in the 60s, you're now doing a higher frequency of it. All right? A higher frequency of it.
For sure.
It's what you came to do. It's part of your destiny, people. We cannot encourage you enough. For any of you who have a negative ego that's telling, well, you can't do that. You're not magical. Who do you think you are? You think you're going to create a different world or align with some other version? Be silly. What about the kids and the husband? You'll align with a different version of them as well. And if you listen to people who argue about politics, what's fascinating in something like the debate is that everyone watched that through their personal screens of what was important to them. And everyone walked away with different ideas, opinions, and trying to get, other than what you may see on the news, two people to agree what really happened, good luck. We can give you our version of what occurred, but it would be shocking to you.
Oh, well, then give it to us. Let's do it.
Again, channels request that we don't.
Okay.
Our hint? All right. Remember that you had the person in the theater. No one could understand why this person walked in and killed all those people.
Yeah.
All right. It was interesting to see that there was, as we saw it, all right, a lack of oxygen to the brain. Not of both candidates. We have said before that the person that did the killings in the theater also was impacted. Not necessarily with oxygen, but experimental things. And we'll say this to you, not to make you afraid, but to remember that your reality is so subjective. So subjective. We're not making one bad or good. It's immaterial, truly. But more and more, it's imperative that you take responsibility, all of you, for creating outcomes that you truly want for the planet. And we'll say it to you this way. Focus on the changes you want to see on Earth and allow those changes, those visions, to create the right candidate to be elected. If you go to the candidates, oh, I'm going to hold a vision of this one or that one, and they're winning, and I can see them up. No. Hold the vision of Earth, the vision of the economy, the vision for employment. For your schools improving, and allow the right person that matches that vision to be elected. Don't go there, go there. Interesting idea. There's a reason for it. All right. And we will say this. There are many things behind the scenes that none of you know. if you resonate to that which is most appropriate, most helpful to your country, if you hold those visions and infuse them with love, all right, automatically the person most likely to make that happen will be elected. This is programming, people. This is reality creation. It's the same thing. If you want something, you go to the emotion you want to experience. I want to feel so happy, so excited to have this and feel this, and I'm just so excited. And I'm filled with joy, and I'm filled with love, and I wake up every morning excited, and you will attract things that create that state. You find it's quite a bit easier. Do you have questions, Veronica?
Not really. I think what I'm confused about is, like, with the things you're talking about, with the power and the dreaming and so on, I guess I want to dream through the illusion. You know what I mean? That I keep feeling conflicted by all the spin that comes. I'm trying not to...
Say that again.
Well, we're talking about issues of power, and we're talking about dreaming big and dreaming through it, and I keep wanting to dream through the spin that's going on to keep...
The
spin, the political spin.
You don't have to be concerned about that.
Just ignore it.
What do you want for your country? Get clear about those things.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Get clear about those things you want to see. Get practical as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You want to see people, if you want to go to the, and really work with this visualization of seeing people within Congress,
mm-hmm.
all right, cooperating, having a consciousness to really want to make a difference for the planet,
mm-hmm.
all right? Mm-hmm. But look at the changes that you're wanting for the planet. Focus on those for your country. Focus on those. Better education, employment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A change in the housing market, all right? Yet there are cities in massive destruction right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost towns almost. Pick things that are important. Consciousness is wonderful, but you're not going to elect somebody that's going to create the consciousness.
Right.
If you want to work on consciousness, that's fine. Take it out of the political arena. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes consciousness to create the things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the changes you want to see. Done with full consciousness, you can do that. All right? And working, and you're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that that will bring the right candidate in that's most in alignment with that.
I agree, and we have to kind of come to a close, but I often send the vision of consciousness rising through all the beings, the characters that are, so they do understand the greater good and the,
good.
Yeah.
And do you feel it's working?
I haven't studied the results yet, but I feel good about it. I feel there are amazing opportunities coming up on the planet.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that way, if you really know you're hitting home, consciousness, elevated consciousness,
mm-hmm.
with your metalytical process, again, special interest, you know this is an issue, but if you stay focused with the outcome, which in a way, you this is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And we have to end.
All right, go ahead and talk about your show.
So next Tuesday night, Paradigm Shifters, I have Lani Leary, and she wrote No One Has to Die Alone, Preparing for Meaningful Death, and I think it'll be very interesting. It's kind of...
Oh, very good. You certainly can contribute to that.
Yes. And Thursday we'll be back on talking about more of the empowerment through our authentic dreaming and moving through changes, and we'll be back on at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
Wonderful. All right. How much time do we have, Veronica?
We probably have 2 minutes.
All right. Not only us, but there are so many beings, and the team is huge, but there are so many beings in tonight that have requested to participate with all of you. All right? If you are open, if you request when you go to bed, dear team and friends, please come work with me tonight. I'd like to know where my energy could be the most effective. Or wake up perhaps in the morning feeling a pull in some way. Some of you may already have that. And if you do, as you go to sleep, team, I'd like to know how I can be more helpful in this arena or this one. And there will be meetings, we promise you, going on all of your night time. Remember that time on the other side of the veil is stretched out much longer than just the time that you experience on Earth. Therefore, a lot can happen. And it will. You are the ones that we're counting on. This is your planet. You're on the ground with this planet. We can only join you co-creatively. We've told you this so many times. And that's why we ask you to dream big, so that we can join you. So that we can be of assistance. All right? We love each and every one of you. We thank you for all that you're doing all the time, on every level, because you're operating on far more levels than you realize. Veronica, we thank you for the shows that you do and the time, energy that you spend to help and assist people to heal, to learn more about themselves, to feel more empowered.
And you, thank you for all you do for all of us.
It is our joy. It is our commitment. Remember that. It's been a joy being with you tonight. We look forward to seeing as many of you already in the dream time. And until we speak with you again in this format next week, namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're over. All right, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that we really are all one. See you in the dream time. I can tell you that one for sure.
Night, Jackie.
Love you, Ronnie. Thank you so much.
You
good night, everyone. Thanks, Seth.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.